Last on Perfect Strangers.
I passed my citizenship test.
The IRAs have Balki's mother flown over from Meepo so she could witness Balki being sworn in as a U.S. citizen.
Balki! Balki! Balki!
She thought she was coming over here to see me get my driver's license? I go back to Meepo's with her, or I am no longer her son.
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
I should never have let him go in the first place. I'm going to Meepo.
Nothing to rearrange. Sometimes you just get a feeling like you need some kind of change. No matter what the odds are this time, nothing's gonna stand in my way. This flame in my heart, like a long lost friend, gives every dark street a light at the end. Standing tall on the wings of my
to try one more time to talk Mama into letting you come back to America.
Oh, cousin, you're barking up a dead horse.
Well, Balki, just let me talk to her.
Well, cousin, that's a big no-can-do. She's on the other side of the island.
Well, let's go get her.
Well, cousin, we can't. Her woman's group is having a consciousness-raising seminar and chili cook-off. These things can be really intense. She'll be back in a week, more in touch with herself and reeking of onions.
No problem. I'll wait. I took 2 weeks vacation.
Cousin. Well, cousin, pull up a stool. Pull up a stool and take a load off.
What's going on?
Nap time.
Well, for the whole island?
Well, yeah, except for me. I'm so excited. I haven't been able to sleep since you got here.
So, Valky, how are things going for you here?
Great. Really great. Yeah. They had a big welcome home parade for me, and I've been invited to appear on a local talk show, Livestock of the Rich and Famous.
I would have thought you would have been a little homesick. Yeah, because of all you left behind. Your job, your friends, Marianne, the coin-operated horse outside the Shop and Save.
I do miss Blue Thunder. Listen, you can read me like a book on tape. I am homesick. Things are not the same for me here. You know, there's no urban sprawl, no lines at the movies, no unsightly graffiti. I miss America.
Well, we miss you too. That's why, no matter what it takes, I'm gonna take you back.
But Cousin, you know, I don't think you're going to be able to convince Mama into letting me go. Once she gets her mind set on something, you know, she's very pig-headed.
Well, you let me worry about Mama.
Well, okay, Cousin. Listen, until she comes back, you'll be staying with me at Mama's place. I think you're gonna like it. It's got central air and detached chicken coop. Cousin Larry might want an omelette, too. Cousin, where have you been?
I got up before dawn this morning. Sat on the hill overlooking the village. You know what I saw?
The village?
Well, yeah, that. But I also saw something truly remarkable. I saw Meepiets on their way to work. They were happy, smiling, saying hello to each other. But they seemed to actually enjoy just being alive. It was a totally stress-free environment. There was no rat race.
Well, of course not. Don't be ridiculous. The rat races are only on Sunday. Schedule stuck to the egg dispenser.
Look at this. I picked it myself.
Well, isn't that something?
You can't do that in Chicago. Life here is good. What's wrong with this apple?
It's a sour turnip. Only horses eat those.
And a perfectly wonderful sour turnip it is.
Toss it in here, we'll make an omelet.
You know, Valky, I'm starting to feel at home here. Yeah, and I think the villagers like me, too. All morning, they've been calling out my name, wherever I go. Larry, 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 Larry.
Question, I hate to burst your bubble, but Larry, Larry is a Meeposian phrase. It means sheep crossing, watch where you step.
Well, that's right, neighborly of them. You know, Valky, watching these happy, stress-free, smiling villagers, well, it made me realize that... Well, I want to be one of them. You know, Balky, I've made a decision. I am going to stay on Meepos.
Well, Cousin, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. By the way, you're drinking from the goat's water bowl.
No, no, Balky, you don't understand. See, I belong on Meepos. I want to live here forever. I'm going to call Mr. Wainwright, quit my job, tell him what I really think of him.
No, of course, and that's going a little far.
And then I'm going to call Jennifer, tell her to sell everything we own, get over here.
Speed bump, slow down.
I'm going to give away my Maalox, have all my sport coats made into vests.
Of course, and that is just... Actually, the vest idea, there's something to that. But you know, because this is the dirt is always browner syndrome. I went through the same thing myself. Remember when we went to Six Flags for the first time and I wanted to live on the log ride? I came back in a week.
No, Balky, this is the real thing.
Now, Cousin, come on, you're not serious.
I'll show you how serious I am. See this? My return ticket to Chicago.
Cousin, you are going to be sorry you did that in about a week. However, for the present, I think I can stick this back together for you.
Balky, do what you want. But I am here to stay. Did you get it?
Yeah, Nico said this would take the stains right out.
Oh.
He also said you're fired.
Fired? Nico says I was fired? Why? I was one of the best grape crushers he had.
He said you drank too much of the wine. Listen, is that true?
No, I didn't drink any of the wine. I fell in the vat. I was drowning.
Well, that doesn't get the hair out of the burgundy, does it?
This is great. Nico says I'm not good enough to step on grapes. I rub my hands raw trying to be a butter churner, but Dario says my butter isn't spreadable. I get thrown out of my sheep herding class because a wolf ate my training flock. Who'd have thought there actually be a wolf in sheep's clothing?
Cousin, maybe 9 blisters, 2 purple feet, and 14 dead sheep are a sign that you really belong in Chicago.
Okay. Maybe you're right. I mean, who am I kidding? I'm going back to Chicago.
You belong in Chicago.
Well, you know something? So do you.
I would love to go back to Chicago, but this is a conversation you have to have with Mama. When you say it to me, you know, it just really bums me out.
Well, Balky, there's got to be something that we can say to change her mind.
Cousin, you don't know Mama. When she gets an idea in her head, trying to get that idea out of her head is like trying to teach an old frog new tricks. Now, Mama has decided that she wants me here, and that is that. I don't know, Cousin, how I can explain this to you. Have a seat.
Balky, I came 5,000 miles to try to talk Mama into letting you come back to America. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you were hard for the money. So hard for the money.
Looks like you're going to get your chance. Welcome home, Mama.
Thank you.
Mama, guess what?
What?
Cousin Larry has come to visit.
Yeah, right.
Hello, Mama. Mama, we have to talk.
Baki, go ludiki. Bang bang pokinoki waki yahoo.
Mama, want to stayki.
Go ludiki. Bang bang pokinoki waki yahoo.
Why no stayki?
Because I
Listen, if she gets you in a headlock, just yell, I'll be right outside. Hello, Mama.
Hello, yes. Yes, we eat.
Oh, no, I don't.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yep.
No, I can't. No, Mama, I really don't. No, I'm not hungry. Nothing. Mama, we have to talk.
Oh. Sit down and take a load off.
Oh, no, Mama.
Better. Yak juice. Yes.
Oh no, Mama. No, that's enough. That's enough, Mama. No, Mama. We'll eat later.
Yes.
All right. Mama.
Yes.
Mama. We have to talk.
Come to me, boys. You come to take Balky back to America.
Well, yes, Mama.
Yes.
I was hoping to talk you into letting him go back. Convince Kaki.
Yes, go back.
Balky's whole life is in America.
Yes.
His job is there.
Yes.
His friends who miss him.
Friends, yes.
His girlfriend who loves him.
Skinny Minnie.
Yes.
Feed her, Cousin Larry.
I will, Mom.
Please.
I will.
Just a tiny little thing.
Mama, Balky loves you very much.
Yes, very good.
But if you really want Balky to be happy,
yes,
you're gonna have to let him go back to America.
You have come very far, and you have broken my foot. You must love Becky very much.
Yes, I do, Mama.
You do.
And so do all of his friends in America.
Becky, many friends in America.
Yes, Mama.
And is very much love in America.
Yes, Mama. Becky.
Balky, go back to America. And then Balky happy and Mama happy.
And I will be happy.
And then we all will be so happy, we do the dance.
Either I'm going back to America or there's a mouse in the hut.
Becky. Becky, go home. Go back to America.
Mama!
Yeah, oh. Baby, yeah, baby, baby.
Thank you, Mama.
No problem.
Mama, you can come to America to live with us if you want.
Well, I saw that. No, Mama belongs in me, boys, you know.
He'll be in a minute. He's never run up the sidewalk as an American citizen before.
This is the first time I've rung the doorbell as an American citizen.
You look so cute when you're being sworn in.
We're very proud of you, Balky.
Congratulations, Balky. We're glad you're here to stay.
This is the first time I've flung myself on the couch as an American citizen. And you know what was the most amazing thing?
What's that?
The exact moment that I was sworn in and I became an American citizen, I completely lost my accent.
We'll tell him in the morning.
And this is the first time that I've hugged all three of my very best friends in the whole world, all at the same time as an American citizen.
I'm Ted Koppel. Later on Nightline, a former Grand Wizard of the KKK has a good chance of being the next governor of Louisiana. Who is the real David Duke? We'll talk with him tonight.
Now stay tuned for Baby Talk.